It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name. We put off leaving too.
Now it's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The running of the Boston Marathon, part of a time of year when we come around to rebirthing, to redistributing our thoughts, because even though we've had a tough winter especially, we like to be optimistic and think that the future is like the spring. The flowers open, the buds are blooming, the birds are chirping, the crickets are out there doing their thing. So where does that leave all of us when these are the rites of spring? And I remember as a young person growing up in Framingham, where I now reside, going to Jonathan Maynard School, one of the first things I remember about the rites of spring, and it seemed to happen a couple of years in a row. I remember in the fourth grade anyway, and the sixth grade, the lady who was the librarian would, on Patriots Day, at one point, any time during the week, her name is amazing. I still remember her name. Mrs. Nielsen was the librarian when I was in elementary school. And she would read to us the poem that inspired, or was it the other way around? I've never been really clear about this. Patriots Day, although a sort of local regional holiday, is a day in which we think about what happened as our country was being born, right? The birth of our nation and the things that happened as the Revolutionary War began, which is what Patriots Day is all about, in case you didn't know that. This was the beginning today in history. Or this week in history, actually, it's not fair to say today, because it was this week in history, was the beginning of the end of the British rule in the colonies. The Patriots thought they'd had enough. Enough already with the British telling us how to live, what religion we can follow, who our leader. We want to choose our leaders. We don't want them to tell us who's in charge. We want to choose. So the experiment in democracy began in a very bloody way. And I guess you could make the argument this continued over the years as people continue to challenge our ability, or people in general's ability. Look what's going on in Syria. Look at these areas. I mean, I suppose you could say
what's going on in Nevada.
Ukraine. What's going on in Nevada? What's going on in Nevada?
Well, the rancher.
The rancher vibe.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right. So, I spend a few moments with you to bring you back around to what, if you didn't have this read or you didn't read it, this is the beginning. These are the seeds of the American Revolution. Paul Revere's Ride, written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the old North Church as a signal light. One, if by land, and two, if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm." Then he said good night, and with muffled oar silently rode to the Charlestown shore. Just as the moon rose over the bay, where swinging wide in her moorings lay the Somerset, British man of war, a phantom ship with each mast and spar across the moon like a prison bar, and a huge black hulk that was magnified by its own reflection in the tide. Meanwhile, his friend through alley and street wanders and watches with eager ears till the silence around him he hears, the musters of men at the barrack door, the sound of arms and the tramp of feet and the measured tread of the grenadiers marching down to their boats on the shore. Then he climbed the tower of Old North Church by the wooden stairs with stealthy tread to the belfry chamber overhead and startled the pigeons from their perch on the somber rafters that round him made masses and moving shapes of shade. By the trembling ladder, steep and tall, to the highest window in the wall, where he paused to listen and look down a moment on the roofs of the town and the moonlight flowing over all. Beneath, in the churchyard, lay the dead. It was their night encampment on the hill, wrapped in silence so deep and still that he could hear, like a sentinel's tread, the watchful night wind as it wept, creeping along from tent to tent, seeming to whisper all is well. A moment only he feels the spell of the place and the hour and the secret dread of the lonely belfry and the dead. For suddenly all his thoughts are bent on a shadowy something far away where the river widens to meet the bay. A line of black that bends and floats on the rising tide like a bridge of boats. Meanwhile, the impatient to mount and ride, booted and spurred with a heavy stride, was the walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side. He gazed at the landscape far and near, then impetuous stamped the earth and turned and tightened his saddle girth. But mostly he watched with eager search the belfry tower of the Old North Church, as it rose above the graves on the hill, lonely and spectral and somber and still. And lo, as he looks on the belfry's height, a glimmer and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle. The bridle he turns, but lingers and gazes till full on his sight a second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hoofs in the village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark. And beneath from the pebbles a passing spark, struck out by a steed flying fearless and fleet. That was all there was. And yet, through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night. The spark struck out by the steed in his flight kindled the land into flame with its heat. He has left the village and mounted the steep, and beneath him, tranquil and broad and deep, is the mystic, meeting the ocean tides, and under the alders that skirt its edge, now soft on the sand, now loud on the ledge, is heard the tramp of the steed as he rides. It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Medford Town. He heard the crowing of the clock and the barking of a farmer's dog. He felt the damp of a river fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock when he galloped into Lexington. He saw the gilded weathercock swim in the moonlight as he passed, and the meeting house windows, black and bare, gaze at him with a spectral glare, as if already they stood aghast at the blood that would be looked upon that day. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord Town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of the birds among the trees, and felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadows brown. One was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge that day would fall and be dead, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest. In the books you have read how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmer gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm. A cry of defiance and not of fear. A voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and the peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Well, that was the story but it wasn't true, because Paul Revere got captured by the British, and in fact his pal, and I can never remember the name of the guy, the other guy, who actually went about warning people after Lexington and Concord. But how many of you, I guess maybe it's kind of, in a sense it's like many people in Los Angeles never take advantage of all of the things there are to take advantage of in Los Angeles. People in Washington, Richie, plenty of things he hasn't seen in Washington that he could see. People who live around where I do here, I'm a resident of Middlesex County. Lexington and Concord are only, Concord's about maybe 10 miles from here, a 15, 20 minute ride at the most.
We just went to Jamestown and Williamsburg for my son's fourth grade field trip, and how much fun that was. It was great. Yeah.
Right, but is it fun or reflective? I walked those paths that were written about, and just imagine all of the, when we walk those trails.
I walk the Freedom Trail every time I'm in Boston, because it's just, there's something special about towns with our American history.
Pretty amazing.
That I think we take for granted.
Right. Well, we do especially now, because this stuff isn't taught anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have a reality base when it comes to thinking about what is necessary to know about the history of our country. And I think that's what,
by the way, that
story puts forth. Yes.
William Dawes.
Dawes is the guy, right?
And Dr. Samuel Prescott.
Yep, Prescott. Both of them got through, and Paul Revere didn't. But he was more of a colorful figure. Much of the lore was built on what the story that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow told in the poem became to be. What wasn't true became fact. In fact, I wonder, how many times have we experienced that in our lives, huh? This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, nasty, responsive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
EMC Certified Service. That's professional grade.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Your favorite feature. A lot of people love this feature when we go through the top five songs from a given year. This is back to 1983 with a whisper and a remember of the Michael Jackson song, which was number five during this week in 1983, Billie Jean. A lot of people thought this was about Billie Jean King, but I think that we've disproven that, haven't we?
I hope so.
Wasn't she gay?
So what's that going to do with anything?
Herbert is just stating facts for the record.
Right. It's talking about how he had relations with somebody and had a kid, and the kid's not his.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
Right.
Yeah. That's a big phony thing.
Why would you write a song about that without Billie Jean King?
Well, you probably wouldn't. Cynical. All right, so now that we've
but that's fantastic.
Managed to
and you know the greatest part about that, Doug?
What's that, Rich?
One person listening right now will walk away from this moment going, yeah. Did you know that Michael Jackson's Billie Jean King was written about, or Billie Jean was written about Billie Jean King?
Uh-huh. I hope they do have that. Then that shows they've been paying close attention to what's been said.
Right.
All right, the Greg Kinn Band.
Yeah.
It's an English band, isn't it?
Hey.
Yes or no?
I believe he's Americano.
Is he American?
Michigan or something like that.
Good.
I can look here.
Kenny will know for sure. Number four this week. Here's 1983. My life's in jeopardy. My heart's in jeopardy. All right, crank it up, Richie. It's a good week for Michael Jackson, too, in the top five. Not a great week for pop music. Okay.
Hey.
This song is...
Yeah. He's from Baltimore.
Is he?
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah.
And then moved to San Francisco.
Really?
Very cool.
Uh-huh. It's because he probably had the same sexual thing as Billie Jean did, only on the opposite side of the fence.
I guess so.
Really? Of course, according to Richie, everybody in San Francisco is gay. So.
I did not say that. I've never said that.
Oh, really?
Right.
But you have implied it, though, however.
I would so say you.
It's number three this week, 1983. Skanks. Mr. Roboto. Where'd this come from? The song. The idea for it. Anybody know?
They did a, they basically did a rock opera.
Ah. Huh. All right.
I was a big fan of Styx, but never really got into this.
This one was never one of their big ones. I don't
know. Got to number three.
There are other songs they did to get to number one, Rich.
Can't hold a candle to Come Sail Away, though.
No.
All right, so back.
Michael Jackson, number five and number two. He never was able to do what the Beatles did, and that was come up with all five, the top five songs. I think it was this month, it was a couple of weeks ago, he did the top five songs from 1964. This was okay, though. Beat it. Michael Jackson, number two this week in 1983. What album are these from?
Bad.
Bad.
Thriller.
Thriller. Burns. Sorry.
Thank you.
Doug, you know who plays guitar?
I decided
in this song?
Not to stick my foot in it because I didn't know. I kept my mouth shut.
No, it is Thriller.
See, when I don't know something, Richie, I keep my mouth shut.
We don't.
Wow.
Hey, what's the legal drinking age in the United States?
Oh, right. Go away, will you please?
I know enough to say that when I say bad and Kenny says Thriller, to know that he's right.
Yeah. No, I'm always, I never argue with Kenny. I'm always convinced.
No, it's annoying. Isn't
he's
it?
Right.
He's always
kind of
right.
Right.
Eddie Van Halen on guitar.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Number one, kind of a nice, good pop song.
Fun.
Dexy's Midnight Runner. Yeah. This is a British group.
Irish.
Are they Irish? Yeah. Yeah. British for all purposes.
Right.
They're really the same.
Right. Right. They're all part of the island. Come on, Eileen. Number one. This week, 1983. Richie, the perfect time for you to crank it up. Come on, Eileen. Dust out of the cobwebs, anyway. 28 past the hour on the... This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Richie, for your information. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The hour here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Echo.
All kinds of good things going on. Hey, if you head on over to DougSteffens.com and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see today's poll, which asks, what's your favorite thing to sneak out of your children's Easter basket?
Ooh.
Jelly beans.
No.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. No.
Reese's eggs.
Yes.
Peeps.
Yes.
Anything chocolate.
Peeps.
And I don't steal candy from my children. I'll tell you, for me, it was the jelly beans. We had the...
you can keep those. I want the Cadbury or the Reese's.
I want the Reese's. Give me the Reese's.
Reese's.
I got an Easter basket for the first time in maybe 30 years. Certainly 25 years. 30 years since I've gotten an Easter basket. And it was filled with all kinds of great things. Jelly beans, yes. Reese's, Peeps, that sort of thing. And probiotics.
Congratulations.
And a very lovely card from the Easter. Easter Bunny. I love you, Bunny, much. Huh. But the
I kind of threw up a little in my mouth.
The probiotics takes the day. Our poll on Friday, what are you having for Easter dinner? See where this shook out. 23% of you said ham. 21% of you said you hadn't made your plans yet on Friday for Easter dinner. 20% said nothing special. Another day and another meal. Let's see. 15% we are eating out. 13% when's Easter? And 8% said turkey. Yes, right. Okay. So there we have an overview of some of the things that you're thinking about. Meanwhile, back on the road here, and I mean this literally as well as figuratively. Boston Marathon is today. The news media has done its best to make this thing a whole kerfuffle. I was saying earlier that Meredith and I and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend went to the Red Sox game last night, and because Meredith's place is in Back Bay, it's about a 4 or 5 block, maybe 6 block walk from her place to Kenmore Square, where the Red Sox play at Fenway Park. So walking down the street, place everywhere because the race ends there on Commonwealth Avenue and then sort of turns over to get onto Boylston Street to the finish line by the Prudential Tower. And so there are these the police lines. There were police cars. It was obnoxious. And it just goes to show you how infantile the people who run these organizations are and how much they play into the madness of the media. That's all they could think of. We're watching a lot of people having fun. It was a nice, beautiful afternoon, and people walking and enjoying themselves. But everybody had the same, well, you could see the look on their faces, and you could hear them talking about, oh, look at the police over here, look at the police over there. And just wondering whether, it's sort of the same question we all have about the TSA. What good do they do now, at this point in time? And is there a way, I mean, last week there was this show, and that basically was all it is, a media show. We blow up a few backpacks, and they had salami sandwiches in them or whatever they had. And some guy who's a nutbird claims, I've got the bag. I'm going to blow up there. Oh, the guy was a mental. He ought to have been confined to some institution. And so because of that, you and I, because there's federal money involved as well as state and local money in hiring all these police and the security people to spend. Remember last year, the day of the marathon, they spent $40 million for the police that day in Boston to try to find these two guys that had perpetrated. Now, you can argue whether you think it was worth it or it wasn't worth it. Good thing we found them. Yeah, I think that's all arguably whether they overreacted getting those two and putting one of them out of his misery and the other one, you know, whatever happens to him, happens to him. But to have this whole fiasco, that's where we have begun. You know, like you look at cement, the bridges that are in probably built, and you see the crackings and then the pieces of cement that fall off of the bridge. That's what's happening to our society. Little cracks here and there, and the pieces keep falling apart. And we certainly can focus on and blame, if you will, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists, but we've fallen for their game. And they knew us well enough to know that we would fall for it at the behest of news coverage. There's no news there.
Yeah, using the media.
They create nonsense, and they have been for 2 weeks now playing on this same, is it going to be another bombing in Boston? You know what?
So while we have a vigilant attitude and refuse to let them win, and we'll get more racers this year at the Boston Marathon than ever
there
before.
I think there are, at least the second largest.
At the same time,
the first largest. Yeah.
The media coverage and the protection are just over the top.
36,000 runners taking part in the marathon, and that's what the event is. Big sporting event. Last night at the Red Sox game, they had all these tributes before the game, these phony BSing politicians, the governor and the mayor and the guys that are running the Red Sox throwing out the first ball. And
don't you think they have to do that, though?
According to whom? They have to do it for me. I don't know what's going on.
They always throw out the first ball. You mean there was...
There was a big...
dedication.
There were bands on the field, and there was the PA announcer talking about... And Lucy
about the race.
The people who died in the race.
Right.
And there was, at the beginning of the game, there was a girl, and I think her name was, I want to say Lucy Liu, or Lucy Luke's, or one of the girls that was killed at the finish line, if I remember correctly, and her family was there from China. And they, after all of the politicians had their ham and egg time with the public, and the bands were done, they lined them up and put a television camera in front of them, and they yelled, "Play ball!"
That makes it all better, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? It makes a mockery of it. To me, anyway, it did.
Because they want to show that they're still standing. And that they're still
living. Who's still standing?
Life, that these people are still living life, even though their family was taken away.
Well, but why wouldn't that be the case with everybody? You have no choice.
Be a softy, Dougie.
Nah, not here. No. Sorry. It doesn't work for me. It's obnoxious. It's an overuse of the trust that people place in. You know, there are certain things when we talk about stuff here on this program, I have a responsibility, and so do the other people, to basically be telling you the truth. But there's no reason that we can't have some fun. But the other side of it is, when it gets to stuff like this, there's no reason we ought not to say what really is in our on my mind anyway, and you can say what's on your mind and in our heart. I think this is a travesty beyond travesties to see the way that now in my town, where the race starts in Hopkinton, the runners are out there already trying to stay warm, jogging around because it's kind of a chilly morning, but it'd be a great day for the race. Perfect temperatures, not any wind. It just is going to be a great day for the race weather-wise. And in a way, it's a cathartic experience. You see all of this stuff, and I guarantee you, at the end of the day, the news media will say, well, there was no trouble. Whew! You know.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, so next year it'll be the same, but whether there are like the original prediction were 32. Last year I think there were 31,000. The other side of this is, remembering what it was like, I've said this a number of times on the air, I was fortunate enough when I was working in Boston Radio to be on the station that carried that was the official station of the Boston Marathon, so I drove the pace car, and it was, I think it was 6 years I did it, and we were right in front of the racers, and it was kind of fun to be able to do reports and stuff from there, and you know, you get to see these people actually doing what they do, but also along the lines, where people would hold water out for the runners, or they'd cheer them on, or they'd be somebody from the family, all of that stuff. They can't do that now. They're all pushed back because somebody's afraid that someone will throw something at them that will somehow really get in the way of running the race. So there's like a police state for 26 miles from Hopkinton all the way through Ashland and Framingham and Natick and into Wellesley and Newton and down into the finish line. It's like, and I can't believe, I'd be interested to see how the records hold, whether there's enough distraction there from all of this nonsense to get in the way, or are these really good racers so focused they pay no attention to anything around them? They're thinking about one thing, and that's the sign of the ultimate athlete, isn't it? If they can get by just all focused, of this foolishness, just focus, I want to beat the record from last year, that's it. Then you got something.
My favorite thing is listening to the police chief of the Boston Police Department talk. You could cut that guy's accent with butter.
I know, it's thick. Yeah.
It's very thick.
Yeah, we were talking about that butter last night.
It works, though. I think the police chief should have a real thick accent.
Chowder. They were selling
chowder
last night at the game.
In the parking lot.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs here. Beer. It's beer time. Get your beer. I had the best root beer last night at dinner that I've ever tasted in my life.
It made it so good.
Oh my! It was made out of maple syrup.
Ooh.
It was really. Oh my God!
Sweet.
It was
beer made out of maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Yep. All right. So let's get our focus on the appropriate items from the world of television. That is Jennifer Horne's bailiwick, and we'll have that report for you momentarily here on Good Day. Question for ladies and gentlemen: are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
All right, a lot of hot stuff going on here. 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. News from The Voice, news from American Idol, news from The View, news from Glee, and who but Jennifer Horn would have her fingers on the pulse of all that action?
That's right. Well, first we have to start with Gwen Stefani. Big news is that she's going to join The View for this coming fall season of the show. She's going to take over for Christina Aguilera, who's pregnant with their second Voice. Child. What did I say, The View? Look at, I got mad at Doug for saying The View, and now I did the same thing.
I did the same thing about an hour ago, yes.
That too.
Yeah, I love me some Gwen Stefani.
She I do too, but she's
so
knocked
cool.
out Shakira now because Christina will now do the spring season, which means Shakira's gone, and she's the best.
Shakira's really good.
She's really good.
She's very, very smart.
Good.
But I think Gwen Stefani will be very good as well.
Yeah, we'll see. So that'll be coming up. She'll be joining Pharrell Williams, Adam, and Blake on the fall season. Good Morning America named a new co-host officially this weekend, Dougie. They kind of slipped it in as to not upset Robin Roberts and Amy Roebuck because I guess they all don't get along so well over there. But Laura Spencer has been upgraded from lifestyle anchor to now co-host of the show. Congratulations to her. And CBS announced that Stephen Colbert will pay a visit to David Letterman on Tuesday. So you can check it out.
Who cares? Why should anybody care? Honestly.
I don't know. Do I say that when you tell me a story that I don't like?
Yeah, sometimes.
I will tell you, I think the Colbert announcement is falling really flat.
Yeah. I think so, too. It's
right.
a terrible decision.
They made it where there was no reason to...
He's going to be on TNT with Conan within a year.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Now, Ryan Seacrest has been making some news lately. It sounds like he could have been ready to leave American Idol, but he just might stick around. Radar Online last week claimed that he was going to ditch American Idol once his contract expired at the end of the season, but on Friday, sources say that he is close to signing a new deal that would keep him on Idol for 2 more years. Really? 2 more years of Idol? Does it really have that much? I don't know about that scene.
Well, that's the reason that came about is because it wasn't him, but they took the offensive, and the people producing American Idol looking and trying to figure out what they can do to change it so they can stick around. Meanwhile, he's in talks with the Clear Channel, which is the radio arm of what he does. He hosts the morning program in Los Angeles on KISS. He hosts American Top 40, and he does their iHeart radio and television stuff, but he's trying to get more work out of them as a hedge against getting bumped by American Idol. Okay, anyway.
Gotta keep that money coming in. Right. Now, Lindsay Lohan making lots of news all weekend long. She was a guest host on The View on Friday. She talked about her decision to be open about her struggles with alcohol. She said, quote, "I think it's important to be open and share that with people, especially with me, because people have so many misconceptions about knowing a person directly. She also made news this weekend because on her reality show on Sunday, she admitted that she suffered a miscarriage during the taping of the reality series. So she actually went through it when cameras were there.
What a great example of when we had Kristen Chenoweth on. Was it Friday? When do we have her on? Thursday, Friday.
She's cool.
I said after the fact, isn't it interesting that we have these people that we pay a lot of attention to, like Lindsay Lohan and that ilk, and then we have the Kristen,
who's just the
kind of
people
of the world who are just solid.
Hey, Lindsay, here's a little tip for you. If you're going to get a baby, don't do the cocaine.
51 past the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Got a hot car.
The lady went to a doctor's office for examination, and while she was there, her 5-year-old boy was just running around the office loose, and he ran in through one of the doors where they kept a lot of medicine and stuff, and the lady was being examined by the doctor, and she heard all this noise from the next room, bottles falling and everything. And she looked at the doctor and said, "Doc, I hope you don't mind my 5-year-old boy in there playing around. He'll quiet down." Doc said, "I know he will as soon as he gets to them poisons." A big fat lady walked into the doctor's office yesterday, right over there on La Brea. She weighed at least 326. And the doctor took her in the office to examine her. He sat her down. He said, "Would you..." He just looked at her grin. He said, "Well, you open your mouth and say, move."
Dr. Ken, 2 hours every weekend. Send in your question to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who are providing you with GenuCell, that stem cell technology that works so well for bags and puffiness under your eyes, Ken.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day they're going to stare back at you. Thanks to GenuCell, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new GenuCell stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona, one of our listeners. She says, "I've been using GenuCell for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness puffiness is gone. I love this product so much. I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effect, you'll see Genucel working in just 12 hours.
And if you're looking for a great Mother's Day experience, here's something extra special. When you mention Dr. Ken, after you dial 800-822-6145, you want to order Genucel. You're going to get two other reasons to dial it up and great Mother's Day presents. This is going to last till Mother's Day. The deal is, you mentioned Dr. Ken, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment, and you're also going to get the new Deep Firming Serum that comes from Chamonix. So all these things are yours for the price of just one product at 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness, and the look on your face. So do not wait. Call 800-822-6145 for the Mother's Day special, 800-822-6145. So news on casual marijuana this weekend.
Doug, as more states consider legalizing marijuana, and you hear so many people say, oh, it's no worse than alcohol, please listen to this, because this was published this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a very credible medical journal, that young casual marijuana smokers, we're talking about 1 to 7 joints per week, experience potentially harmful changes to their brains, with drug altering regions in the mind related to motivation and emotion. There appears to be a direct correlation between the number of times users smoke and the abnormalities in the brain. Marijuana should only be used by people under 30 if they need it to manage pain from a terminal illness.
All right, listen up, those of you who are old, grumpy old men. Apparently, it starts when you're 70.
This is in the heading again this week. I'm not making it up. This is from the medical journal Psychology and Aging. If your dad seems grumpier than he used to be, let me reassure you that you're not hallucinating. According to a recent study, most men find that their life improves around age 50, but for most men, their happiness begins to diminish around age 70. Men in their 70s have to deal with such hassles as health issues, the death of a family, and friends, and mental decline. But there is hope for older men. They may lose a parent, but gain a grandchild.
Ah, see, I'm happier now than I've been for years.
You're not 70.
No, I'm not, but, you know, we're all heading that direction. Roberta, actually, this should be...
60's a happy way over 70.
Yeah, I want to know if women are going to be affected and be grumpy, or women when they get to be 70 as well. All right, so you got that story. A lot of things. Ken's got a lot of information for you at drkenshow.com. But the most information you can glean is by listening to the weekend program. So check it out. You can, again, find information either during the program. We do it live 7 to 9 East Coast time every Saturday morning.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.